Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
All right. Dave Repson, Big Ten Network, will join us at 9:30. Also, Jeff Washburn from the Lafayette Journal and Courier will be with us at 10 o'clock to talk MSU-Purdue. And then Jerry Palm from collegerpi.com will be with us at 10:30 talking Bubba Watch and everything to do with March Madness. But I want to stick right now with MSU basketball versus Purdue. Weekend kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host Scott Eckersley. Scott, how big is this game as far as the season goes for MSU? Is there a lot riding on this game? Or, in your opinion, how big is this game?
Surprisingly, not as big as what it should be or what you would think it is. With the perception of the team right now, they're not supposed to win. And I don't think many people are putting it down as a win. This is a bonus if they do, because
playing with a house money type of thing?
Yeah, kind of. Because kind of what we talked about last segment, they're pretty secure in the NCAA. I mean, yeah, if they lose by 40 every game out, then it makes it different. But,
and with Iowa coming up, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't have to win. It's not the season doesn't really revolve around this game. There's other things, and normally it would. This big of a game, three games left in the regular season, you have a top 15, top 10 team coming in, playing them at home. You would think, yeah, you have to win. It'd be great to put on their resume, but they don't have to.
I think this is a bigger game for Purdue than it is for Michigan State, because at this point, like we talked about last segment, talking about ratings and seeds and things like that, I think Purdue has a 2-seed riding on the rest of the season.
Exactly. The difference for Michigan State would be really from if they lose like a 9 going up to a 7. Whereas Purdue, they can
really
win.
You think they can go all the way to a 9 right now in current form?
For Michigan State?
Yeah.
You as think a 9 seed?
As a 9 seed? You think they're that high?
Well, I mean, if they only lose this game and win a couple, if going by what we were talking about, they can, yeah. I mean,
I just don't see them as a 9 seed unless they beat Purdue or win a game in the Big Ten tournament that's big.
National perception.
Oh, you're probably right, but they don't deserve to be a 9 seed.
No, they don't. They don't, but that's where, I mean, I've seen them as a 12. I love the fact that they're slotted as a play-in. I think that would be fantastic to watch.
I think the NCAA wants so badly for K-State and Michigan State to sort of slip up towards the end of the year. I think they want that so badly.
And it could have happened, but Kansas State beat Kansas, and then they held off Nebraska. So I don't really see that one.
I don't either, but I'm just saying, boy, oh boy, would the NCAA love that for an inaugural season of having the 12 seeds play.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been fantastic. But Purdue, going back to this game, I think Purdue has a lot more riding on it. You know, now that they've beaten Wisconsin down the stretch, they've beaten Ohio State down the stretch, Illinois, you know, this team has a lot going for it that they can build up enough to get a 2-seed. And if a lot happens, if Big East teams fall down the stretch, keep beating up on each other, if the Big 12 teams beat up on each other, an outside shot, in my opinion, and we'll ask Jerry Palm about this, in my opinion, outside shot if they keep winning, that they could get the last 1 seed.
Well, I don't think they can go that high. I think 2 is the highest that they can go. But kind of where we were, if Purdue loses this, they will drop a lot more than if Michigan State loses this.
Agreed. They could drop to a 5-seed, 6-seed, somewhere around there, because like you talked about perception, it's a Purdue team that doesn't have Robbie Hummel, so everybody assumes it's the same type of Purdue team as last year. Now, let's give credit to Purdue. Okay, Juwan Johnson, in my opinion, should be the Big Ten Player of the Year from beginning to end. He's been fantastic. Etuan Moore has been good this year for Purdue. Purdue's a good team. Okay, they're not just riding luck right now. Purdue is a very good team. And I don't think Michigan State fans should expect a win today against Purdue. Okay, because Purdue, those wins against Wisconsin, those wins against Ohio State, those were not flukes. That was just good basketball play. Now, granted, playing at home for Purdue is pretty good. You know, that's a great place to play, is at Purdue. But at the same time, I look at this team, I look at Juwan Johnson, look at they are for real, and they are a tough matchup for Michigan State.
And there's a little difference in what you said. They've been playing the whole year without Robbie Hummel. It's different than Georgetown losing Wright, their point guard, this late, because that does definitely affect how people position. Look all the way back to MSU's title. Everybody discredited it because of Kenyon Martin and breaking his leg, and Cincinnati dropped to a 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the same because this team, they've been able to prove the whole way this is the team. Robbie Hummel isn't part of the team. But yeah, Purdue's not, they're kind of respected, but they're not seen as that elite program. Painter's not that elite coach. He's very good.
He's a very good coach.
Around the Big Ten, everybody knows that. But nationally, Michigan State and Tom Izzo still kind of get that, will get that bump up. Because if you don't see them, and there's a lot of people who don't see every team play, they just kind of look by the numbers, look by what you hear. Michigan State, everybody's hearing, oh, they're making their comeback right now. If they do beat Purdue, that flips the perception of both of those teams.
Oh, by the way, for Purdue, right now they are only one game behind Ohio State in the Big Ten standings. Okay, Ohio State down the stretch has Wisconsin on their schedule. Purdue wins out, they've still got a shot to get a share of the Big Ten title. So that's a lot riding on this game, and I think that hurts Michigan State that they're playing with house money while Purdue was playing for something. Sometimes teams can respond well to house money, but from what I've seen this year with Michigan State, I'm skeptical at best to say that they're going to play well and put a lot of effort into a game that they're playing house money with. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree. I don't think they feel they have house money at all. They are going to be scraping for everything. I think it's finally clicked in with them that they really, really can't afford to drop anymore.
I hope so. I really do. I hope they play like that. I hope they play hard the whole game. I love watching Michigan State when they scrape and crawl for every single ball. I love watching hard-nosed Michigan State basketball. And if they can play that way, they absolutely have a shot to beat Purdue today. I mean, we will definitely touch more on this game as we go forward. And don't forget, Dave Revson will be with us at 9:30, Big Ten Network. Also, we'll have Jerry Palm from collegerpi.com at 10:30 and Jeff Washburn from Lafayette Journal and Courier. So we've still got plenty to come from Michigan State, Purdue. Coming up next, though, we got the junk bin. Tiger Woods continues to struggle. Adam Wainwright is out for the Cardinals. There's a lot going on with NBA trades as well. It's weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.